Podcast Report, episode number 24.
Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Report,
the show devoted to bringing you the latest news and updates regarding the podcasting track of New Media Expo, the largest new media event in the world. Now, here are your hosts, the Podcast Answer Man, Cliff Ravenscraft and Eric Fisher.
That's right, my friends. We are back with another episode of the Podcast Report. My name is Cliff Ravenscraft.
And my name's Eric Fisher.
And we are here to share with you some great ways to get the best experience out of your time at New Media Expo 2014, which, of course, is coming up before we know it in January. Hey, we have some great news that we want to share with folks. We now are able to tell you with certainty when you can expect new episodes of the Podcast Report. Eric, when should they be looking for these wonderful bite-sized pieces of content to come out into their RSS feeds?
New episodes will be available for your listening pleasure the first and third Monday of each month leading up to the conference.
That's right. So basically on those Mondays, for those of you who still dread them, number one, you could actually do something different with your life.
There's a book that Dan Miller wrote about that. No more dreaded Mondays.
Exactly. So if you dread Mondays, like many people do, you could always just think of it this way. On the first and third Monday of each month, Eric Fisher and I will be here to brighten your week and to help you fantasize about the awesome experience that you're going to have at New Media Expo. We're looking forward to it. In other news, I had a comment that came in on last episode's comment section on the website, and Michael left a question saying, will there be a podcast pavilion on the expo hall floor at NMX 2014? He would love to be able to broadcast live from the show. And the answer to that question, Michael, is yes. There will be a podcast pavilion, and there will be the opportunity. All the equipment will be there for you to actually record an episode live from the show floor. Now, this isn't going to be streaming out to a live audience, although I suppose if you have a good internet connection and Ustream or some other live streaming service, you could try to pull that off. But as far as having some microphones, a mixer, a digital audio recorder, all of that gear will be there for you. And it was really cool to be able to see people recording those shows live, doing interviews with other people right there live on the expo floor. We will have that set up again. And in future episodes, we will have details on what you'll need to do to sign up to reserve your spot. I know that they will fill up. We're still working on the details of all of those things, how much space we'll have, how many setups we'll have, and all those things. But as soon as we have more information, we will be sharing that here in a future episode of the Podcast Report. And stay tuned, and we'll give you details. All right, Eric, have you ever played promos for anything on your show before?
I believe so.
So this is something that, I remember back in 2005, there used to be a service, I think Kiptronic. Do you remember Kiptronic?
Yeah, I do. Wow, I have never heard that until just now. the memory suddenly came up.
Exactly. I think this was like circa 2006. And Kiptronic was a company that created some technology that allowed for people to, you know, sign up for advertising in certain areas. I remember some of my first advertising I ever tried on one of my big podcasts, the Weekly Lost podcast, was through Kiptronic. And I did an advertisement for DirecTV, and then I did another one for Time Warner Cable. And they basically automatically inserted ads into my show back in the day. And that was kind of cool. But another service that this company, Kiptronic, offered was a promo exchange. And a promo, of course, is something that is a recorded audio file that helps promote another podcast, or could be a promo for a service or a convention or something of that nature. Mostly, though, back in the day, it was all about exchanging promos with other podcasters. And what you would do is you would make an agreement with somebody else and say, hey, listen, if you'll play my 30 or 60 second promo in your show for 10 episodes, I'll play your promo in my show for 10 episodes or something like that. Did you ever exchange promos with anybody in any of your shows?
Yeah, we did that a little bit. Not as much as I think we wanted to, but it was huge. That was such a huge deal back then. I don't honestly hear much about that these days for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, I want to encourage people that are listening to this. Obviously, most of you are podcasters, and this is something that I don't see done very. It's not very widespread these days. I do occasionally do something on my show, the Podcast Answer Man, which is called the Personal Plug of the Week, where I will personally speak about another person's podcast. But many times podcasters do not have promos of their own shows, and this is something that you could do. And I'm guilty of this. I've recorded over 3,100 episodes of podcasts, and to this day, I think I've probably only created a total of 3 promos for any show that I've ever done, and I really hadn't really spent enough time doing a great job at creating promos like that. And one of the things that I'm working on right now is getting some promos or commercials, if you will, for many of the things that I do. For example, my podcasting A to Z course and my podcast mastermind organization and some other things that I've got going on. And one of the things that I decided to do, and this was as a result of request of many of the podcasters who are attending New Media Expo, they want to promote New Media Expo. And so I went to my great friends, Mike and Isabella Russell from Music Radio Creative, and they put together a NMX promo that any podcaster can use if you desire to do so on your podcast to promote the event. So I'm going to go ahead and play that for you guys just to give you a chance to hear what it sounds like.
New Media Expo is coming back to Las Vegas.
January 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Rio Convention Center.
This event could be the greatest investment you make in your online efforts.
Don't miss this opportunity to network with the largest gathering of podcasters, bloggers, video, web, TV producers, and social media experts from around the world.
Thousands of content creators from more than 50 countries will be attending.
Connect with like-minded people and learn from the industry experts.
Visit nmxlive.com for more details now.
So there you go. That's about a 45 second promo for New Media Expo. And if you want to help us promote the conference and try to get as many people from your community to come join you at New Media Expo, feel free to take this promo and play it in your podcast. And if you would desire to do so, you can find it and download it at podcastanswerman.com/NMX promo. Again, that's podcastanswerman.com/NMX promo. And feel free to play that as much as you desire. And of course, if you do end up using the NMX promo in your podcast, do me a favor, send me an email, cliff@podcastanswerman.com. Let me know, send a link to the podcast episode where it's at. And also tell me at exactly when it starts, how many minutes and seconds into the episode, where it actually begins. And that way I will be able to send that on to folks in the conference team, let them know that you guys are doing that, and see if we can't get a special way to say thank you to some of you folks that are playing those.
I'm planning on playing it, and it was so good, it made me want to register all over again.
Exactly. I mean, how could you not want to? Over 50 countries, thousands of people coming. It's going to be an awesome time. All right, so there you go. That's the NMX promo. We've talked about the podcast pavilion, and of course, we told you that you can now expect us to brighten your Mondays twice a month on the first and third Monday of each month. And now we're going to get into the heart of what we want to cover here in this particular episode, what our main focus is for you, and that is how to help you get the best out of your experience by taking your networking to a whole new level. Eric, I go to conferences like New Media Expo and several other conferences several times a year, and one of the most valuable things for me are the relationships that I build with people. It's amazing to take the online relationships that we've experienced for the last several years and meet somebody face to face. But it's also been extremely beneficial in meeting somebody for the very first time at the conference, having never heard of them before, and then coming away from that experience with a new lifelong friend. Have you experienced that at conferences?
I have definitely experienced that at conferences. In fact, that's probably often or otherwise. I mean, it depends on the conference. One of the best things about it. I mean, the learning and the sessions can be awesome. The keynotes can be great, but it really does come down to the people. You can have tons of awesome, great conference, standard stuff, but the networking really is what does it for me, at least personally.
Exactly. And I've walked away with, basically relationships that have been even, not just beneficial to me in relationship wise, but also extremely profitable relationships. The one that comes to me to my mind, and I think it's pretty much on topic with the NMX promo, and that would be my relationship with Mike and Isabella Russell, who do Music Radio Creative. They had reached out to me a couple times via email prior to NMX, and as much as a year to 18 months prior to NMX, and it wasn't until I met them face to face that they really grabbed my attention. And through some conversations with them, I told them about a cruise that I was working on. And then the next thing I know, I get back home. And by the time I'm home, she's already put together this amazing cruise promo. And I mean, this thing was out of this world. And as a result of it, I said, hey, let's get on Skype and talk about creating an exclusive, audio branding package and all these other things. And we hammered out some details, and now, they've actually generated thousands of extra dollars in income as a result of referrals to that exclusive package. And, I've actually received thousands of dollars in commission as a result of that package. So all of that happened because of a face-to-face relationship. And it's where we literally officially met each other mm-hmm. at the conference.
Well, and I went to PodCamp Nashville this past May, and Jim Woods and I already knew each other prior to that, but we met up there and started comparing notes on, hey, I'm going to write a book. Oh, I'm going to write a book. And then we started talking. We're like, hey, let's pool our resources. And, now it's come out. So it changes your life.
It does.
Meeting people and working together.
Congratulations on that, by the way. It's,
thank you.
Beyond the To-Do List Volume 1, I believe,
yes.
Amazon. Since yes. we're giving plugs. And anyway, so what we're leading to is, how do you establish those relationships? And oftentimes relationships can be hit or miss based upon first impressions and how people feel about you, the energy or the vibe they get when they meet you for the very first time. And I know that everyone listening has heard about the thing called elevator pitch, the elevator pitch. This is the idea of where basically the first few words that you exchange with somebody are typically going to be, so tell me, Eric, what do you do for a living? Or, so what do you do? What do you blog about?
Yeah.
So
what do you do?
Exactly. And it's your response to that that can radically transform and determine what your experience in networking will be at a conference like this. So, for number one, if you avoid contact with people because you're an introvert, chances are you're not going to be able to network with a lot of people and come away with a ton of value in the networking aspect of things. And maybe the reason why you avoid folks is because you don't know what to say when people ask you that question, or you don't know how to respond in such a way. And so what we've decided to do is to give you and share with you some tips on creating a great elevator pitch. And full disclosure, the first five tips that we're going to share with you are word for word from an article from the Microsoft Business website. Now, I will have a link to the original article in the show notes for episode number 24 of the podcast report. But we're just going to read what they wrote, but then we're going to elaborate on it. So, Eric, do you want to read the first suggestion and then read the little follow-up line underneath there?
Yes. The first tip is to make sure to pull in what is unique about you. I own a flower shop downtown, doesn't hold a candle to. I'm a specialty florist who deals in rare South American tropical flowers that bloom in the winter.
Exactly. There's a big difference between, I'm a flower shop owner, or the other one. And so when people, and of course, my elevator pitch will oftentimes be different for the type of conference that I'm going to and the type of people that I will meet. So for example, I once attended the Financial Blogger Conference. All right. And these people who, pretty much 9 out of 10 people you'd meet there are bloggers who have never podcasted, who most of which have never even considered a podcast. And they're all blogging about financial things. They're not really all that into technology. They just got enough technology down to actually know how to create a blog and start writing. So that was my audience there. And so my elevator pitch to them is actually just a little bit, it's slightly different than my elevator pitch for New Media Expo, which of course is going to be, you know, people who are very familiar with the new media world and social media and podcasting, blogging, and web TV. And so I can say things, I could actually say the word podcasting, for example, and not worry whether or not they understand what a podcast is. Now,
yeah.
How I would make my, how you know, if somebody were to say, so Cliff, tell me, what do you do? And I could say, well, I teach people how to do a podcast. Well, that's the whole I own a flower shop downtown. All right. But
and it doesn't sound like you're interested yourself in what you yourself do.
Exactly. But what I do is what I create is unique. And so what I say, what's unique about me is like, so if you were to ask me what I do, I might say something like, well, I am somebody who actually was an insurance agent about 7 years ago, and I turned a hobby podcast into a full-time career where now I have had the pleasure of teaching thousands of people how to podcast. And if you were to look in iTunes, in the business category, more than 40 out of the top 100 podcasters are students of mine.
Yeah, boom. That's
booyah.
Sounds so much better. And it's not boasting. It's just more of your story that's interesting than, oh, I teach people to podcast, ho-hum, Eeyore.
Well, that leads us to the next one. So obviously, make sure, so the first one is make sure that you pull in what's unique about you. So there are a lot of podcast consultants. There are a lot of social media consultants. But what stands out and where I bring my uniqueness is I turned a hobby podcast into a full-time career. And not only that, but I teach, not only do I teach podcasting, but I've taught thousands of people, and some of my clients actually make up many of the top podcasts in iTunes. Those are all unique identifiers, things that are unique to me, and definitely you want to bring in the uniqueness, your USP, which we call our unique selling proposition.
Oh, I like that.
So you said you don't want it to be ho-hum. The next one, Eric, is make it exciting. What did the Microsoft site say about that one?
A superior elevator pitch increases your heart rate. It speaks to who you really are and what excites you about your business. It has integrity. What is it about your business that really motivates you? Incorporate that.
Right. So, Eric, I mean, what is it that about what you're doing that really motivates you and excites you? And if I was to come up to you at New Media Expo and say, so, Eric, you know, tell me, you know, what is it that you do? What kind of blog or podcast or web TV or what kind of content are you creating online? What would it be that you would say in response to that, that your heart rate would increase, you'd get really excited, and something that you're doing that really motivates you, what would you say?
Well, if you asked me that on the spot, I would have to say, I love getting to talk to different people that either I look up to or admire how they have overcome the obstacles in their life, specifically with, you know, productivity and work-life balance to do the awesome work that they do.
All right. So that's what
it needs some work.
It does, and we're going to talk about some other tips on how to iron that out. But you definitely talked about the you know what excites you. The question then becomes, okay, so what is it that you do? Okay, now we know what you love to talk, who you love to talk to, and what you love to talk to them about. But how are you doing that? What kind of content are you creating?
Yeah, I didn't even say I was doing a podcast, did I? See, there you go.
Yeah. So, by the way, I happen to have the number two ranked podcast in all of business podcasting right next to Dave Ramsey.
Between Dave Ramsey. He's in first, left and right of me right now.
You might want to bring that up. I don't know.
Yeah.
But here's what I love is that what you just shared was what really drives you. It's what motivates you. It's what you're passionate about. And that statement, that sentence, or those few sentences are something that you definitely want to incorporate into your podcast. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do, don't, and I'm not speaking to you, Eric, but I'm speaking to others out there, that when somebody says, so tell me, what kind of content are you creating? Why are you here at NMX? And don't say, well, I have a podcast where I interview experts. So big deal.
No, tell me, boring.
That's boring. Why? What kind of experts? And why is it that you interview them? For what reason? What purpose? What is your reason why behind it? What motivates you? What excites you? All right. The next tip here is keep it simple. A good elevator pitch doesn't try to be all things to all people. Rather, it conveys a clear idea in a short amount of time. It might be a few sentences, but no more than a paragraph or so. Keep it under 30 seconds. And boy, I tell you, I have heard some elevator pitches where I just like, dude, when's lunch? I don't think we need to go on too much, I'm sure you've had those as well, Eric.
Tighten it up. Get those key pieces in there, but then tighten it up.
And by the way, I'm going to admit to you, I'm the type of person I like to hear myself talk. I readily confess that. And I have been very guilty of having people ask me things and then all of a sudden it's just like nonstop. I can't stop talking because I do get so excited. And the next thing I know, I've monopolized an entire conversation, and I hate it when I do that. It seems to work out most of the time, but it's still something that I really don't like to do. So I'm going to hop out of our normal outline here, and I want to go to a different topic that I've got listed further down on our list, Eric, and it's make it all about them, not about you. And this comes for this. This is a different. This came from a different resource, but it's. I love this thought, and this is something that I work to improve on in my elevator pitches. When somebody asks me, Cliff, what do you do? I try to share what it is that I do that I'm passionate about in such a way that it expresses my uniqueness of what I offer and bring to the table, and something that is so, and I try to communicate it in such a compelling way that these people are begging for more. They want to know more. It's like, oh my gosh, tell me how you did that. How can I do that? And how have you helped people do that? And can you tell me this? Can you tell me that? And that's how I've allowed my, sometimes I get so good at doing the elevator pitch that people do want to continue to hear my story and to hear that. But one of my other suggestions for you is to actually make it all about them and not about you. And try to find ways to put out the hook, if you will, put out the bait. And if they ask more, give them more. But make sure that you don't allow yourself to monopolize the whole thing. Give time for the other person to speak to you, to share who they are. And sometimes you may actually have to probe because they may not be as good or well-versed at sharing who they are or what they're doing. But I can tell you right now, one of the greatest ways for you to make an impression on somebody else is to actually show them that you actually care enough to know about them. It's one thing to impress them with your story, but it's a whole nother thing to impress them with your ability to listen to who they are and what they're doing and to offer encouragement that it has no strings attached. That really can do a whole lot more for people to say, you know what, I'm going to go and follow that guy on Twitter. I'm going to go follow his blog or subscribe to his podcast because, wow, I really feel a deeper connection with him.
Yeah, that's totally true. I had an instance with that recently where I was at a conference in Indianapolis and there was someone there and I'm sitting at the table with them and it's a little awkward because I was wiped out. But what I decided was, you know, they weren't really striking up a conversation. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to go on the quote unquote relationship offensive, and I'm going to try and probe them and ask them questions and not really, you know, make it all about me. I'm going to make it about them. I'm trying to get, I'm going to get to know them. And if they want to know me, cool, but they'll only want to if I make an attempt first. So
exactly. And of course, there are going to be times when somebody will ask you what you do, and you might actually share what you do, and you find it interesting and exciting, and maybe a lot of the other people do, and they're like, tell me more, tell me more. But occasionally you're going to get, interesting. And whenever you get that feeling, just stop right there and then immediately focus all other conversation on the other person. If they don't ask for, if they're not begging for more information about you and your story, then don't force feed it. There's nothing that turns people off more than trying to convince them that you're worthy of their attention and all this other stuff. Don't do that. Instead, just say, you know what, so that's what I do. Tell me more about what you're doing and show a genuine interest in other people. This is straight from How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, which is an amazing book, by the way. Something that if you've never read and you really want to take your networking to a whole new level at New Media Expo, then commit to yourself to reading How to Win Friends and Influence People before you attend this event. And then the last two from the Microsoft article, they kind of go together. The first one is write it down. Use the guidelines above and take a snap at it. Write down your sales pitch, or your elevator pitch, I should say, and say it out loud. Rewrite it and then rewrite it again. And then, Eric, read the last one.
Practice and practice some more. The first few times you try out your elevator pitch may be a bit uncomfortable, but it gets easier. After a while, it will become second nature to you. And when it does, you will be glad you practiced.
Exactly. So definitely writing it down is the place to start. The different elements that you want to include, the things that excite you, the things that are unique to you. Another tip, bring a story in. You know, share a story. You can maybe include, you know, for example, I was working with so-and-so, and you can drop in a unique scenario where I helped them do this. And you might actually pull that story in. So basically, you want to think about what are the different elements I want to include, and then write it down as if you were going to say it. And one of the things that you'll find out is that you want to actually practice this by saying it out loud several times, because you're going to find that the way you speak is different than the way that you write. And you want to be able to say this comfortably. And you want to get to the place where you can this is pretty much memorized. But one other tip that I'll give you is never repeat it word for word. You do want to memorize your pitch. You do want to have a very clear vision of exactly what it is you want to communicate, but know it so well that it's just an outline. It's a springboard for you to say something creative and unique each time. And that's one of the things that I love. When I go to New Media Expo, if I meet 50 people in one day, I will give my elevator pitch probably about 40 to 50 times, and my elevator pitch will be completely different. And when I say completely different, I'm talking about the words that I use, the story element that I might bring in, or one of the things that's unique about me and the way I approach what I do. I may have given 20 to 30 different elevator pitches that day, but all very much that are exciting. They show what's unique about me. I keep it simple. And things that I have at one time written down and knew that if I practice this, this will come off in a way that would compel people to want to know more.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the key point here is you have to get it down on paper first, but it can't stay there, because how many times have you written, and I know you and I are both guilty of this, Cliff, where something sounds awesome written down or in our head, but until we actually speak it, do we realize how clumsy and awkward it sounds? And so only when you get it, down into a refined form word-wise, and then even take it further than that and refine it into something that you know and it is your identity, and that you can easily share? Is it really going to be something you're able to use as your elevator pitch?
Exactly. Well, that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for what we're going to cover here in this week's episode of the Podcast Report. We do hope that this is helpful to you. And really, honestly, there is no greater place for you to go and to invest in some new relationships with people who are like-minded, success-minded or individuals who can potentially help take you and your brand to a whole new level. And we hope that you'll use some of these tips to make those introductions a little bit more effective for you and productive. And next week's episode, or not next week's, I keep thinking of weekly because I do so many weekly shows. But Eric, in our next episode, I would love to talk about other tips, just, you know, not just specific on to one thing, such as, you know, work on your elevator pitch. But what are some other tips that we can give for people to get the most out of their NMX experience? And what I'd like to do is ask our audience out there to call in or provide us audio feedback on your tip that you would suggest that would help people get the most out of their NMX experience. So if you want to, you can call 859-795-4067. Again, the phone number is 859-795-4067. Or if you want to submit feedback in a different way, you can just go to podcastanswerman.com/feedback. Again, that's podcastanswerman.com/feedback. And if you keep it to 60 seconds or less, we'll try to get it into our next episode.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Can't wait to hear what everybody else says.
I agree. We do hope that you guys will take advantage of that. And of course, be sure to mention the name of your show. You know, say, hey, this is so-and-so from such-and-such podcast, and it'll be a great plug for your show. And with that, my friends, we thank you for tuning in. And Eric, I'll see you in a few weeks.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for having me on the show, man.
You have been listening to the Podcast Report.
New Media Expo 2014 is just around the corner.
January 4th, 5th, and 6th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Don't delay. You do not want to miss this opportunity to network with the largest community of podcasters, bloggers, video web TV producers, and social media experts from around the world.
Book your ticket now at nmxlive.com.
We hope to see you in Las Vegas.